For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, junior goldtender Brittany Mowat out of Glenboro, Manitoba. And Britt, first of all, congratulations. Another record-setting weekend last weekend for you with your 20th win. Of course, now you got 21 wins. You don't think of those records, do you, at all?
No, not at all. Like last weekend again. After the game, someone told me that, but no, I have no idea about any of those. Guess you just got to keep adding to them.
And all that really matters is your team keeps winning. Last weekend, a great sweep over Ohio State, a team that you guys struggled against last year. What has been kind of the biggest difference between a year ago to this year for your team?
Ohio State was really good last weekend, actually. We put a lot of pressure on them, and I think this year, just overall, we've been more consistent. We haven't got the wins against the big teams, but we've kept up with the teams under us, and we haven't let them beat us at all.
I know coming into this weekend against Minnesota State, they've played well the last five weekends. Did you guys take a look at any of their scores? Obviously, they had a pair of 2-1 losses to Minnesota, a really good hockey team, but they haven't won their first WCHA game. Did you guys even think about that coming into the weekend?
No, I knew they hadn't won a game, but that doesn't mean anything. Their goalie can steal a game for them, and they've got talented forwards. They're a young team, so they're obviously looking for that first win, and would be a good team to win against, so can't take them easy.
Can't take anybody in this league easy. Talking about Friday night's game here, Steph Anderson, shorthanded goal, assisted by Caitlin Tugas. That line is just awfully dangerous, but especially on the penalty kill, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good. I thought Mankato did a good job of kind of corralling them. You could tell they were kind of all over them, but on the penalty kill, Tugi made a great play and Steph finished, so that's what we needed.
The second goal, of course, Summer Thibodeau, you get scoring from a sophomore, and she's been a bit snake bit. Her lines looked really good out there, but that goal wouldn't have happened had it not been for another senior. Tegan Rose started that all off.
Yeah.
Great to see her getting her first assist and first point of the season.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. It's kind of, I don't know, it's cool to see just her getting that chance, and she's been playing great for us, and we need her down the stretch, so it's good to see those points coming for her and gain a little confidence.
Second period got a little bit scary. They strike and, of course, make the game a close one. You made some incredible saves for your team. I always say you look so cool and calm between the pipes, but what is really going through your head when you make those saves?
I don't know. Nothing really gets to me. I think it's key that I do stay calm for the team in front of me. I guess it kind of shows just staying calm. They'll stay calm, too. I don't want them jumping all over the place. So.
Then Tugi gets that empty net goal. Kind of a relief, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tugi's been great as of like the second half. I mean, the first half, she just wasn't getting those breaks, but she's finally getting what she deserves. And that line, I mean, she sets up a lot of those plays. And for her to get that empty net goal, she deserves that.
You know, Coach and I have talked about the four lines of offense on this team and how even that fourth line with Berglund centering that line, they don't look like a fourth line even though she's a freshman, do they?
No, I mean, I don't even know like what the lines are, 2, 3, 4, I don't know. That just kind of shows how deep we are, and whoever's out there, they have a lot of defense and create scoring, so each line is equal.
Well, last weekend, your team had a ton of block shots out in front of you. Another big night tonight, 16 block shots. I know you don't like to take credit for being, you know, winning goaltender. You obviously have people in front of you stopping.
Our defense have been great. I think they always are. I mean, Eve's kind of a little beat up from those block shots, but all of our defense equally block most of the pucks that come my way, so that definitely helps.
At what point did you guys hear that North Dakota had lost to Ohio State?
I think it was after the game. I mean, we can't really control anything. We're looking at pairwise, but the only thing we can control is how we do. So that's all that matters.
No matter what happens today, your team will end up in third place. Did you think your freshman season you'd ever see the day where your team was right behind Minnesota and Wisconsin in the standings?
Yeah, freshman year. I mean, we didn't have the best season, but I saw potential in it. And then last year we lost a couple of key players, but kind of rolled back into this season, and I knew we had a shot and we can play with every team, so we just kept winning.
What is it about Coach Scanlon and Coach Frickland and Coach Vinker that's really made this team special?
They all have their own different personalities, which it's good in a way. Like, everyone gets along, and yeah, they've been great for us. No complaints.
And Scanlon and his speeches, they're fun. How motivating is that?
Yeah, he just seems to have the right words all the time. Yeah, they couldn't be more motivating either. You just want to play really good for him.
Last regular season game, what do you guys need to do to win?
I think we need to be a little cleaner than we were today, but we can't take them easy and get a lot of shots on their goalie, but if we can play hard, we'll do the job.
Britt, congrats again. 21 wins this season. Go get number 22.
Thank you.